News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, as we've been discussing already, the Taoiseach will make an official state apology to the families of the victims of the Stardust nightclub fire. The government has also indicated its support for a redress scheme to be introduced. Stuart Kilhooley, solicitor and senior counsel, what would a redress scheme look like? Can you envisage how it might be established?
Yeah, well, it'll most likely be set up under statute, Shane, and that's the good thing about a redress scheme is you can probably pretty much set it up in any way you like. And we obviously have had redress schemes in this country before. We've had many of them, but we've most famously, I think, the Residential Institutions Redress Board Scheme and more recently the Mother and Baby Redress Board Scheme. And they were set up in quite different ways to each other. So it's difficult to know exactly how they will do it, whether it be set up by way of individual cases being determined individually or whether there'll be tariffs as they set under the mother and baby scheme. But I think what's very important what government do here is that they right the wrongs that occurred over the last 43 years. And obviously there have been many wrongs done, particularly, you know, the failure to provide an inquest for so long. But I think that one of the other things I think we've seen, and this is somewhat before my time, but I know that from reading reports of what happened the last time they had a redress scheme around the Stardust is that they failed to give proper compensation at all on that occasion.
I think it was at 7,500 was the maximum amount. Now, this was we should say that was the early 1980s, but it was still a pitiful sum of money, really.
Yeah, it really was a pitiful sum of money. And I think the way that was calculated at the time was that was the sum that you could receive again, under statute, for the death of a loved one, and see that still applies. The rules now around the death of a loved one, fatal injuries, say for instance in a car crash. If you were to lose a loved one in a car crash, the maximum you can receive now from the state is a total of €35,000. You cannot receive any more, and that's to be divided among all dependents, siblings, mothers, parents, etc. And I mean, when I explain this to people, you know, when they were trying to deal with the death of a loved one, and they're really quite appalled and bemused at the same time about how little they can get. But the thing about any redress scheme is you're not bound by that. You don't have to go with what is currently the law around statutory compensation for negligence, because this is a different, this is an actual statutory redress scheme. So I think it's very, very important what government do is that they don't go down that road again, and that any compensation they give is meaningful.
The redress, presumably, will be the emphasis of the redress will be on the trauma, I presume, over the last 43 years, or am I wrong?
No, I think so. I think it's absolutely right, Shane. I think it's very important to be clear that you cannot compensate anybody for the trauma they've gone for the last 43 years. It's inconceivable, I think, for most of us, and it's very, very difficult to try and come up with any sort of a figure that will compensate them. But that's why I'm saying it has to be meaningful. It has to be a reasonable sum. And I think that perhaps if we're looking for guidance, we can look at what's in the personal injuries guidelines. And the maximum you can receive for what we call nervous shock, again, in situations where people witness the death of a loved one in, say, you know, a medical negligence or a car crash, is 170,000. Now, again, whether they'll be bound by that or whether that's the sort of sum they'll be looking at, I just don't know. But that's the sort of sum that's come up in previous court cases. There's a famous case called Kelly v. Hennessy, which sets out the criteria for which people receive compensation. I would think that when government is looking at a redress scheme, they'll look at those sort of principles, and they'll look at the sort of compensation that will be meaningful for people. Because although we can't compensate them for what they've gone through, we have to start, and we have to try and do it in a way that actually means something to them after all that what they've been through for the last 43 years.
Stuart Kilhooley, solicitor and senior counsel, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.